We've heard it before, the music industry is changing. But the band Wolfpack is challenging the music industry with silence. Wolfpack got its start at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. They're in the middle of a cross-country tour. They aren't charging admission, they aren't paying out of pocket. Their tour is completely funded from an album they put up on the online music streaming service Spotify, an album that was completely silent.
Here's how it works. Wolfpack released Sleepify, the album, last week on Spotify. This album's different than our previous albums. This album's much quieter. In fact, we believe it's the most silent album ever recorded.
That's Jack Stratton. He plays keyboard and drums for Wolfpack. That was his pitch on YouTube after the band released their so-called Sleepify album in March. And some argue that silence is art. American composer John Cage certainly thought so. That's the guy who performed the song 433 back in the 50s. It was basically him going on stage, sitting in complete silence for 4 minutes and 33 seconds and calling it music. Well, even if you don't believe that silence is music, it sure can be used as a tool. There is an economic reason Wolfpack released their silent album. Here's how Stratton explains it in the YouTube pitch.
When you listen to a Wolfpack song on Spotify, Spotify pays us a half a cent. So if you were to listen to Sleepify all night on repeat, you'd generate $4.
So $4 a night of sleep might not sound like a lot, but Wolfpack got a lot of people to do it. Their promise was if they generated enough money in royalties, they would put on free shows to the cities where their Sleepify album was streamed the most. After about a month of fans streaming the album on Spotify, Wolfpack ended up making $20,000 in royalties. But Wolfpack didn't get away with their Sleepify album without a fight. Stratton says Spotify said Wolfpack's silent album violated their terms of use.
Yeah, I was in touch with one of their spokesperson, and it was just a kind of back and forth ending in them just kind of taking it down. I woke up and it was gone.
But even though Spotify removed the album, Wolfpack still ended up getting the full $20,000 in royalties. They're now delivering on their promise to fans who stream their albums and are putting on free shows in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, New York, and Ann Arbor. Theo Katzman plays guitar and drums for Wolfpack. He says what the band did with Sleepify is a wake-up call for the music industry.
I guess the moral of the story and why the Sleepify thing is so sweet is that the major labels are hoping to find a way to monetize music streaming as the next great wave of making it say, like, listen, maybe perhaps the indie thing is kind of over, but the majors are back and it's profitable again. And so to have Wolfpack kind of pull the rug out at the outset and be like, well, wait a minute, look what we just did, is a pretty funny thing in a hopefully a lighthearted way.
Wolfpack will be performing at the Blind Pig tomorrow night in Ann Arbor for their Sleepify tour. They'll be playing tracks off of their newly released album, Fugue State, which, by the way, was funded by fans through the online crowdfunding site Kickstarter. With Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.